This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A child who fell into an icy lake southwest of Denver has died. The young teen was one of four children who fell through ice on Crystal Lake near Roxborough Park Tuesday. West Metro Fire Rescue pulled the child from the water and transported him to the hospital. His name has not yet been released. Neighbors were able to rescue the other three children who fell in closer to the shore. They are now safe. The state of Colorado wants to accelerate the adoption of electric vehicles to reduce climate emissions. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has a look at a new tool to help prospective buyers.
Electric vehicles can be intimidating. Where to charge them, how to cash in on federal and state tax incentives. It's a lot for motorists used to gas stations and oil changes. A new state website attempts to gather reputable information for EV buyers in one place. And it does a decent job of it. The site is now public at evco.colorado.gov. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Meanwhile, it's officially snow season, which means it's a time to make sure your car is in shape for the winter. Stop ignoring low tire pressure lights and battery issues. AAA spokesperson Skylar McKinley says drivers should switch to winter or all-season tires meant for snow and mud.
When you get behind the wheel, you really only think about yourself, which is why you speed, which is why you might text, which is why you do all the bad behaviors that could lead to a crash.
He says to increase following distances and keep an extra eye out for pedestrians and cyclists with limited visibility. Right now in Denver, it's 58 degrees with a few clouds. In Colorado Springs, it's also 55 degrees with a few clouds. Look for sunny skies today in the Springs with a high of 57. This is CPR News.